shut down K-Song.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
Former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher died today at the age of 87. Lady Thatcher suffered a stroke and passed away shortly before 1 p.m. She had been in declining health for a number of years since she suffered a series of mini-strokes in 2002. Lady Thatcher served as Prime Minister for 11 years, from 1979 to 1990. A member and former leader of the Conservative Party, she was responsible for a new set of Conservative policies known collectively as Thatcherism. Lady Thatcher's legacy as the first and currently only female British Prime Minister will never be forgotten.
North Korea is withdrawing all of its workers from the joint Korean Kaesong Industrial Zone and plans to suspend operations there. Kaesong was established almost a decade ago as a symbol of cooperation between the two Koreas. The complex is located just over the border in the north and employs over 50,000 North Korean workers. However, it is funded and organized by South Korean firms. Kim Yang-gun, the secretary of the party's central committee, said the North would now examine the issue of whether it will allow its existence or close it. He also said that the U.S. and South Korea insult the country's dignity and make the zone a starting point of war.
Saudi Arabia is considering blocking access to popular messaging applications like Skype, Viber, and WhatsApp if these providers don't adhere to the country's regulatory conditions. Saudi news agency SPA did not specify how the applications were violating any rules. Aman al-Nafyan, a prominent Saudi Arabian blogger, said she's not surprised by the announcement. Quote, I believe a big part of the reason why this is happening is because lots of demonstrations that were organized in Saudi Arabia were done through the use of WhatsApp. Nafyan also commented that the authorities' threats on specific applications are pointless. They only present an issue if, quote, they ban the internet. As long as the internet is available, there's no way that they can end the freedom of speech.
In lighter news, University of St. Andrews statistical ecologist Dr. Charles Paxton is working to catalog every known sighting of the Loch Ness Monster, affectionately known as Nessie. He is analyzing the reported sightings for consistent patterns that could be explained by natural phenomena. Dr. Paxton's research includes sifting through newspaper clippings, reports, books, and records from the Loch Ness Investigative Bureau from the 1960s and 70s. He presented his most current findings this weekend as part of the Edinburgh International Science Festival. The event's date marked the 80th anniversary of the first official sighting of Nessie.
And those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow at 5:30 or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.